הראשון חלק א', ריש מם א'. טבעי הוא, it's natural, שהתלמיד חכם עומד לנקודת הקדושה בלב. He ascertains, he clarifies, and he operates at that point of kedusha we spoke about above. ומתוך כך מעצמו ילמד תורה. He understands intuitively, even in those areas where the Shulchan Aruch is silent, what the correct behavior would be. לקיים פירושים תיו כבור הרמב"ן, to fulfill פירושים תיו. As the Ramban said, when the Torah gives these general, broad instructions, which encompass much more than the particular details, טבעי הוא שהתנהגות זו תעורר גם אחרים להרגיש בעצמם וחיוביהם. It is natural that such behavior will stimulate others to sense their own obligations. קדושה, we've said a number of times, that the meaning of קדושה is הרגשת אדם במצבוי בחיוביו ובקשר טבעי עם הבורא. We said that קדושה is a transparency. It's when a person is sensitive to his own situation, his obligations, his natural connection to the Creator. It's the opposite of the opaqueness of Tum'ah. כשאדם על ידי הסנהגוסי מעורר אחרים להרגיש בעצמם ובחיוביהם וכשם הטבעים בורא. When a person through his own behavior stimulates others to be sensitive to this, to themselves and to the obligations and to their connection to the Creator, זה נקרא קידוש השם. That's the definition of קידוש השם. Says the Rambam, mitzvah tes hi shetzivanu lekadesh es shemoi. The ninth mitzvah that he counts is to sanctify Hashem's name. Vehu amro, it's when the Torah says, it's expressed thus, venikdashti besech b'nei Yisrael. V'inyan zos ha-mitzvah, the concept of this mitzvah, asher anachnu metzuvim lefarsem ha-emunah hazos ha-amitis bo'olam. We are instructed to promote, to advertise this true set of beliefs in the world, etc. Koy gadol chiyuv zeh, this obligation is so great, she'anu chayavim limsor nafshein alav. The mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, in some conditions, under some circumstances, a person has to be moiseh nefesh. Hevei yomer ki zoi tachlis chayeinu. That means that that's the purpose of one's life. That's why under some conditions, if one cannot do it, one is to give up one's life for that. Keitzad meorer kiddush Hashem esaroim l'argish chiyuvim me'avodas Hashem. How is it that an act of kiddush Hashem stimulates others to feel their own obligations in avodas Hashem? Azes matzinu dugma b'Torah. We find an example in the Torah. It's a well-known incident. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon in Chukas. Yan lo he'emantem bi lehakdisheini le'enei ben Yisrael. Since you did not believe in me to sanctify me in front of ben Yisrael, Rashi explains, she'ilu dibartem el ha'sel v'etzi. Had you spoken to the rock and it would have produced water, ha'yisi mekudash le'enei ha'eda, would have been sanctified. How so? Ve'imrim, the people would have said, ma'sel hazeh she'enu medaber ve'enu shemea, if a mere rock, which is inanimate, ve'enu tzerich lefarnasa, it does not need any sustenance or anything, mekayim diburo shel makoyim, fulfills Hashem's instruction, kal v'choymer anu. They would have been stimulated to do more. His orerus zois, this arousal, shekol echad mi'sel mechayev atzmo b'kiyon ritzum Hashem, that had they, had Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron done that, each Jew would have felt a stronger obligation for himself to fulfill Hashem's will, bir oisei sasel osei kidva Moshe, seeing the rock fulfilling the word of Moshe. Zohi le'akdishen. That's the concept of Kiddush Hashem. V'cheivan shelo yetza Kiddush Hashem kaze me'akasam al hasel. Since such a Kiddush Hashem, on that level, did not happen when they struck the rock, or when Moshe struck the rock, ne'enshu. Loi garmu l'isoreus kazez. They lost this opportunity to cause such an arousal, shekol echad hayadan kal v'choymer le'atzmo me'asel. That each Jew would have formed a kal v'choymer for himself about his own obligations from the rock. והנה מצווה קידוש השם מוטלת על כל אחד מישראל. The mitzvah of קידוש השם is incumbent upon every Jew. בכל זאת קבע הרמב״ם חיוב מיוחד של קידוש השם לתלמידי חכמים. But nonetheless, the Rambam establishes a specific obligation of קידוש השם for תלמידי חכמים. ומקורה בסוגיה דיו מדף פיוו. This is a famous סוגיה, דיו מדף פיוו. The Rambam pretty much copies it verbatim. היחידם יחילול השם. The Gemara seeks examples of Chilul Hashem. Abaye Omar Kid Tanya Ve'avta Es Hashem Elokecha. He quotes the first pasuk of the Shema, She'eshem Shamem Mis'ahev Al Yadcha. Kiddush Hashem consists of making sure through one's conduct that Shem Shamayim becomes beloved through you by others. She'ehei Kuyre v'shene u'mshemesh tamidei chachamim. The person first of all has to be. We're talking about tamidei chachamim over here. He's kure, he knows Tanakh. Shene, he knows the Rashi Baal Peh. M'shemesh tamidei chachamim, knows Gemara. He knows the reasons behind them in the Mishneyos and the Brises. Furthermore, v'yem asa'oi u'matanoi benachas im abuyos. His interaction with people is pleasant. What do people say about such a person? Fortunate is his father who taught him. Fortunate is his Rebbe. Woe to those who haven't learned. This individual, how pleasant are his ways, how superior are his ways. About him, about such a person, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Vayomerli Avdi Ata, you are my servant, Yisrael Hashem Becha Esper. You are Yisrael through whom I, Hashem, become glorified. The contrast, Aval Mishe Kore V'Shane U'Meshavesh L'Midei Chachamim, a person who is a scholar, Ve'ein Masa'u Matano B'Emunah, but his interactions are not faithful, Ve'ein Diburo B'Nachasim Abuyos, his conduct, his interactions with people are not pleasant. Ma Abuyos U'Moise L'Avu, what do people say about him? Oilo Ilifloini Shlamat Tira. Woe to him that he learned Tira. Oilo L'Avi Shlimdot Tira. Oilo L'Rabbi Shlimdot Tira. This individual, ראו כמה מקולקלין מעשיו וכמה מכוערין דרכיו. His ways are ugly, his deeds are spoiled, rotten. לפי דרכנו, בביאור עניין הקדושה, ברור, the way that, according to our approach in explaining the concept of קדושה, this is all clear. אם ישנה מצווה מיוחדת של קדושים תהיו פרושים תהיו. If there's a specific mitzvah of קדושים תהיו for תלמידי חכמים, to be פרושים, as the Ramban explains, מצווה להיות תלמיד חכם בקדושה. בהכרח יש גם מצווה מיוחדת לתמיד חכם בקידוש השם. Necessarily, תמיד חכם עושה איזה particular mitzvah of קידוש השם. דווקא על תמידי חכמים מותר לקדש עצמם, it's more incumbent upon them to sanctify themselves ולקדש שם שמיים בעולם, and to sanctify הקדוש ברוך הוא's name in the world. התלמיד חכם חייב לשמש דוגמה חיה לאדם השלם. His obligation is to serve as a living example of the ultimate person, a complete person, a whole person. He must be the embodiment of such a thing. Kol ha'olam kuloi mitzapeh, the entire world anticipates this, is waiting for this. Biyosei misneg b'darkei nom shel Torah k'dusham, when he behaves in the pleasant ways of the Torah, hu me'orer ahavas Torah b'lev kuroav, he stimulates a love of Torah in the eyes, in the heart of all those who see, v'mekarev rechokim la'arei b'tshuva, and furthermore he has an effect on those who are distant to contemplate tshuva, to think about drawing nearer to the ways of the Torah. Mizgadel u'miskadei shem shamayim b'olam. Hashem's glory grows. V'hakol eladei dugmasoi v'yishuyosei shel Talmid Chacham. All of this through the example, the role model, the example, the personality of the Talmid Chacham. Hadvarim amukim od yesei. It goes even further. We know this statement of Chazal from the Midrash. It's well known. Ma'aseh b'Shimon ben Shotach shekana chamoir. He bought a donkey and hidden by its neck, perhaps on the collar or something, there was a precious stone. When he returned this precious stone to the Arab owner of the donkey, the seller, he was astonished. The original owner, the seller, was astonished. How could Shimon Meshadach have such self-control to return such a precious item. Ve'analo Shimon Meshadach b'fashtus. The answer that Shimon Meshadach gave him was very simple. Chamoy lokachti, magalis lo lokachti. I bought a donkey, I didn't buy a precious stone. Omar ha'aravi, the Arab responded, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shotach. Blessed is the God of Shimon ben Shotach. Harei mima'ase ze lamad ha'aravi lakias ha'elokim. What happened here, Chazal are teaching us that the Arab learned something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Shimon ben Shotach. To him it was inconceivable what happened over here until Shimon Meshachach did it. And through that he got an insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chach yameis, ha-boreu el mistater. We said this many, many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. He doesn't operate openly through most of history. He is hidden, concealed. Me'echan anachnu makirim ha-yisei izbarach. How do we know him? How does anyone know what his attributes are? ממעשיו מושלמים של אדם מושלם בתורה הולך בדרכיו יסברך. The answer is that we get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the perfect deeds of a person who's whole in his Torah and follows Hashem's ways. He's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. על דרך זו, in this vein, כל מה שאני יודע מהבור יסברך, everything that we know from the Creator, נסגלה לנו על ידי מעשי אבות הקדושים. We only know through great people. In particular, we know through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the reflection. In particular, Avraham reflected Hashem's chesed, and Yitzchak for Gvura, and Yaakov for Emes. But we know, whatever we know is through the acts of great people who reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gilu drachav yisborach, ad sheshmo yisborach nikra aleihem. They revealed Hashem's way to such an extent that His name is called upon them, and we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And this is what happened with Shimon ben Shadach. This Arab didn't know this aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Shimon ben Shadach returned the precious stone, he revealed another aspect, revealed something that to this Gentile was hidden so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the Kiddush Hashem over here. HaMisboinen be'adam gadol, a person who examines, looks carefully at a great person, v're'oi metzuyan b'masav shem kmosei, and he sees that he's distinguished in his deeds. U'mavchin v'isnaag u'soi ketzat kol midah medas al mekomai, and he discerns how in this person's behavior every midah has its right place. V'chitzad u'mekalkel devarav al kechut asara, and how he manages everything with precision. Everything is calculated precisely. And even his casual conversation is lashenekiya. It's refined speech, and it's encouraging and helpful. When one sees this, what he's really seeing is the Shekhinah is just reflected through the actions and through the life of this person. That's Kiddush Hashem. Achein midrachav shel Tamid Chacham amiti yecholim limod Elokei Hashem midasam. It's from the ways, from the paths of a true Tamid Chacham that a person can learn the ways of Hashem, his midois. Vezeu Kiddush Hashem amichoyev letziz mechayev umasav shel Tamid Chacham. That's a Kiddush Hashem that is obligatory upon the Tamid Chacham. His life and actions must be reflective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, that makes Kiddush Hashem so great, and of course, Chilul Hashem is the flip side of the queen. Atka.